Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you very much for joining us today. I'm Mark Bayshore. Once a month, the organization Soup Grant Lansing offers a soup and bread meal to the public at Grace Lutheran Church in Lansing. Every gathering also includes the launch of a new community micro-grant. It's funded by donations from the people enjoying the meal. Now, this month, Soup Grant Lansing celebrates its third anniversary of breaking bread and micro-grants. WKAR's Peter Wharf takes us there.
All right, the moment everyone has been waiting for. We are very excited to announce, thanks to everyone who came out here, this is our largest soup grant ever. So we are really excited.
It's a church basement social hall, much like any other. But this one is cooking tonight, with Soup Grant Lansing's largest crowd ever. Soup Grant Lansing gathers community members in the basement of Grace Lutheran Church once a month. Diners pay $5 each for a soup and bread supper and a vote. Votes are cast for community service groups and small business startups who make their case before the crowd. After their presentations, votes are cast and the winning organization gets the evening's take. Heather Borden founded Soup Grant Lansing. Tonight is Soup Grant's third birthday. Heather is rushing around, setting out soup, cutting bread, talking to presenters and supporters, and takes a moment with me.
Tonight is our birthday soup, so we've got three projects that have already won. And so they're coming back for more funds to fund a project that they're still working on or the same project that they already won their soup grant for.
What are those three?
So we've got the Lansing Track Club, and we've got Gateway and their True project. It's a teen empowerment project, and we've got Helping Women, period. Those are the three that are coming back tonight.
Gateway Services provides help to Lansing's LGBTQ community. Helping Women, period, supplies area shelters, food banks, and homeless organizations with feminine hygiene items. And the Lansing Area Track Club supports dozens of young athletes in training and competing locally and around the region. As Heather notes, it's the usual wide array of presenters.
We've also seen groups, we've seen entrepreneurs come through. We had Good Bites Food Truck, they're a food truck in Mason. They have a project, and they actually didn't win a soup grant for their project that they're trying to do. They're trying to bring more farmers information to their food truck so people can buy local and understand what they're eating. They're coming back actually to try again, so we try to invite soup grants non-winners back one more time to try. So they're coming back. But we've seen community groups, entrepreneurs, community organizations, people who are not organized in a 501c3 or anything like that, but just have a project they want to try. We've seen it all.
So. What do you feel has been the impact on small business startups, projects, and things like that overall?
Well, the thing I really love about Soup Grant is when they come, they're looking for some money to get their project started, and money always helps, but really they leave with way more than money. They leave with a lot of community exposure and support from the people here. It's just something about the community of people who come here. They're coming to support and to see good change in Lansing, so they leave with a lot of community support, and that's what I love about it. And it's always fun to hear the projects, but it's fun to see people just meet, connect. It's like a melting pot in here tonight, you know, people from all different groups and walks of life, and it's enjoyable.
About halfway into Soup Grant's life, Derek Tinsler got involved. Heather says that Derek's played a large role in growing Soup Grant awareness. Derek handles social media and marketing for the group.
So actually I have a coworker who used to volunteer with Detroit Soup. And so she kind of told me all about kind of the whole purpose and everything. And then about a week later, I found out Lansing was doing its own version of it, a little bit of smaller scale, but definitely growing and doing a lot of great things for the community. So we came here for the first time and talked to Heather, and then we were just so excited about what was happening. We think it's such a great way to get the community involved and really saying what do they want to see differently in their community. And we just kind of fell in love with it and started volunteering and doing some of the communications outreach work, and been really happy doing it.
Have you seen Soup Grant grow or change or develop?
I think the biggest thing is just kind of the name recognition of it. People are really starting to understand it. We've had a little bit more presence in the media a little bit. And then every time we get a new presenter, they bring out their own crowd of people, and then those people tell other people. So we see a lot of new faces every month, which we think is fantastic. Just in the year and a half that I've been here, we've seen a lot of growth, and people are really starting to understand what we do, and they're starting to really reach out to us about wanting to participate, wanting to help, and everything. So it's been great.
Describe the room tonight.
The room is packed tonight, which we're really happy to see. This is our three-year anniversary event, so we're doing three presenters tonight. We typically do two. The crowd knows them. It's always exciting when we get past winners back. You get to hear what they did with the money. Just kind of an update of how they're doing. So we're really excited to have so many people out here tonight. We have a lot of families, really diverse group of people, new faces, old faces. So we're really excited about all the energy. Hoping we don't run out of soup here.
This is a full room in the church basement of Grace Lutheran in Lansing at near Saginaw and Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta have 60, 70 people here tonight.
Yeah, I would say so.
Might have to be a loaves and fishes night.
It might have to be. We're always worried that maybe soup might not sound as good on a hot August night, but people tend to turn out for it, so we're really happy with what we're seeing right now.
Even with a record crowd, there's plenty to go around. Potato, lentil, even a delicious borscht. The kids hover around the emptying bread bowl until Heather's mom, Terry, cuts up some more and puts it out. Everyone has their fill. Diners cast their votes by dropping popsicle sticks into one of three jars. The votes are all in, and Derek gets ready.
To announce $301 soup grant to the Lansing Track Club.
The Lansing Area Track Club is headed by Coach Ramon Brunson. The Lansing resident and Flint native ran middle and long distances at the high school and college level, but he says the help his group receives from Soup Grant Lansing goes far beyond sports.
The most rewarding thing for me with the team is just seeing the growth in the kids. Just seeing when we started and when we finished. And just, like I said, just seeing the smile on their face that they accomplished something and that they own it, you know what I'm saying? And also making friends, because a lot of people didn't know each other. And just to see them have friends with each other, like, and just have that bond. Like, I just wanted to be a family. So, yeah.
Soup Grant Lansing is the third Thursday of every month at Lansing's Grace Lutheran Church. For Current State, I'm Peter Wharf.